This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shitij Ananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on 7th of August, that is Friday. Well, Indian markets rose for the fourth consecutive day in a row and closed flat but above 11,200 levels. In fact, the action was seen in the small and the mid-cap stocks. Now, if you look at the final tally on these three, then Sensex rose just 15 points to close at 38,040, while the Nifty 50 closed 13 points higher at 11,214. Now, for the week ended August 7th, Nifty 50 rose by 1.2%, while the S&P BSE Sensex closed with gains of 1.1%. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in power, telecom, utilities, industrials and auto index, while some profit taking was visible in consumer durable, IT, healthcare and realty stocks. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index rose 1.4%, followed by the small-cap index that was up 0.78%. In fact, they both outperformed the benchmark indices. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like IndusInd Bank, UPL, Bajaj Finance and Asian Paints, while top Nifty losers include names like Infosys, HCL Technologies and Titan Company. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the power index was up 1.2%, followed by the telecom index that was up 1%, and the utilities index was up by 0.9%. Now, selling pressure was visible in consumer durable that was down 1.7%, followed by the IT index that fell 1.1%, and the healthcare index closed 0.3% lower. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like M&M, RBL Bank, Berger Paints and Torrent Power. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Torrent Power, RBL Bank and Century Textiles, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Titan Company, MGL as well as Bata India. Now, nearly 200 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high that includes names like Wabco India, Bio Crop Sciences, Dr. Reddy's, DV's Laboratories, as well as Alchem Laboratories. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, M&M slipped on below-than-expected earnings. Auto business reported EBIT loss. Bharti Airtel, Bharti Infratel, and Vodafone Idea closed high ahead of AGR hearing on Monday. Bajaj Finance and Bajaj FinServ closed with gains of 4% and 3% respectively. MGL closes 1.5% lower after reporting a decline of 73% in profit sequentially. Now, Lupin fell over 6% a day after the company reported nearly 60% year-on-year decline in Q1 FY21 net profit. Deepak Nitrite stock was down by 5% after the company reported a quarterly net profit of 63.61 crores in June quarter, down 40.71% from Rs 107.28 crore in the June quarter of 2019. Now, let's also see how Nifty plays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a small bullish candle. It took support near 5-day exponential moving average and then sort of bounced back. Now, Nifty index opened flattish but remained consolidated for the most part of the trading session with buy on decline strategy. Well, it formed a small bullish candle but an inside bar as it traded inside the trading range of the last session. Now, the index has got actually stuck in a range but formed a higher low and supports are slightly shifting higher from the last three trading session, which is definitely positive news for the bulls. Now, it has to continue to hold above 11,150 levels to witness an up move towards recent swing high of 11,333 and 11,350 and then towards 11,500 levels, while on the downside support exists at 11,100 and then towards 11,050. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.